Welcome to Take Note on WPSU. I'm Carolyn Donaldson. My guest today, Tanya Wright. She's a familiar face to television audiences, launching her career as an actress on The Cosby Show as Theo's girlfriend, Tanya Simpson, when she was just a teenager. This Bronx, New York girl went on to appear in some of the most critically acclaimed TV shows of our time, including ER, NYPD Blue, 24, and The Good Wife. She completed seven seasons on HBO's cult hit True Blood as Deputy Kenya Jones. And she currently appears in the role of hairdresser Crystal Bursett on the Netflix original series Orange is the New Black. But she's also the writer, director, and star of Butterfly Rising, a feature film that was a finalist in many competitions, and she had written the book of the same name. Tanya, a Vassar College graduate, and with all of that, Tanya's actually here in Happy Valley, meeting with students, community leaders, and perhaps some venture capitalists for yet another reason, her role as entrepreneur. Tanya's also the founder of a story-driven hairline called Hairette. So welcome to Take Note, Tanya, and welcome to Happy Valley.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Now, as part of your hairline, and I'm going to start there because you've written a book about hair as being, how do you title it?
My book is called I Found God in My Hair, 98 Spiritual Principles I Learned from My Relationship with My Hair. And that was a book that wasn't necessarily planned. And I decided I wanted to be a part of the beauty industry. And I took a deep dive on all things hair. I realized that my hair was teaching me a lot about life. It was teaching me a lot about patience, about letting go, about resilience, about versatility, and I thought it might be interesting to write a book about those things and might be helpful to others.
And speaking of that, number 83, I'm going to read for our listeners here, accident. I've tried countless hair regimes since I started on this journey. I've learned what works best for my hair mostly is the simple stuff I make by hand. My experience has been there are no real shortcuts in life. I learned a lot about my hair, what it needs, what it doesn't like, by making tons of mistakes. And my hair teaches me that life is full of opportunities for, quote, happy accidents, and that whenever I veer off course, I may not be going the wrong way after all. Now, we can look at, again, your long acting, directing, and writing career, but I do want to start with your hair, which looks fabulous, by the way, for all of our listeners. So that's just one of 98 lessons that I myself, who also has had issues with hair, came to really grasp and understand. So how does that tie in with developing this hair product and making those mistakes, Tanya?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, it was really inspired by my deep dive in all things hair. And so my hair is, like I mentioned earlier, has been a bit of the bane of my existence for most of my life. And I decided that I was going to finally embrace it. And I think when you do the full-on embrace of everything, you know, there's some things in there that that are frustrating. And you know, it's all there to teach you something. So I was ready to learn those lessons, really, about mostly about patience. My hair is massively curly and can get very big and has a mind of its own sometimes. And so you just can't, like, rake a comb through it, like, quick and get it done and walk out the door. No, you have to take your time, and you have to do it piece by piece and whatever gets you through, right? So patience was something that I learned. And all of the principles in the book are mm-hmm. are all just sort of universal human principles that I think that if you embrace, you'll be able to get through the day.
Can you take us through kind of the journey of creating Hairette and explain how that all came to be, please?
Mm-hmm. So Hairette, Hairette was born after a walk in my with my dog in Pennsylvania, to be frank. And I was visiting my mother, and I took my dog to the park. And I get lots of ideas when I'm walking my dog. Her name is Macarena. Shout out to Macarena, who's 13 years old with arthritis these days. But I've had her since she was 8 months old. She is the love of my life. No one loves you like your dog, huh?
Oh, absolutely not. Everyone's nodding in the room.
Yes, she's become, I don't know why she's become my great protector. She's become very protective of me in her old age. Mm-hmm. She's fierce and pretty mighty and pretty just great all around. So she's my buddy, and we were taking a walk one day, and I just literally just got this thought about my hair. It was random, and you know, if I get an idea, I'm a bit like a dog with a bone. Excuse the pun, but I don't let up, and so I was determined to understand hair and everything that it that relates to hair and psychology and hair, spirituality and hair, science of hair, the business of hair.
Which, by the way, is explained in little quotes throughout your book, too, which mm-hmm. is quite interesting to learn a little bit more about hair. I never knew so much after reading your book.
Yeah. And so I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I think, you know, acting is inherently entrepreneurial. You know, it's the business of self. You do have to understand yourself in some sort of way, and you do have to understand what it is you're selling in the marketplace. What you know, what your person sort of makes up, and so it was easy to sort of transfer or borrow or lend those skills to being an entrepreneur, and. Harriet really started out as a media company. It was about a web series. It's about a girl who's loosely based on my life in my very early days of being an actor. So she was really broke. You know, she had lots of rice and bean days, and she lived in an apartment with her roommate, and suddenly one day she wakes up and there's an empty living room. Roommate's mm-hmm. gone, left her with 3 months back rent. That didn't actually happen, but
I love the storyline.
It certainly could have happened. You know, those were the days. And so she learns about how to navigate her tricky, sad, funny life through her hair, which gives her some peace. So it started out as a web series, mm-hmm. and again, you know, the more research I did about hair, I just thought that the business side of things was very interesting. It was I felt like I had something, a unique voice that the marketplace could support, mm-hmm. and I really wanted to do something story driven because I'm a storyteller at heart at the end of the day. And so I thought this could be a really cool place for a real story-driven brand about a girl named Harriet. And I embarked on the journey of learning how to seek out contract manufacturers to make hair care products. So my hair care products are made with kokum butter, which is a fruit from India. A lot of people think I'm saying cocoa butter. I'm not. Kokum, K-O-K-U-M, is a fruit from India. It looks like a little apple. Very great for things like allergies and heart ailments, but it's also really great for hair. Mm-hmm. And marula oil, which is a very lightweight, dry oil that comes from a tree in West Africa.
That's it.
So, well, those are the two primary ingredients.
Okay.
Yeah, there are other ingredients, but those are the two primary ingredients.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, from that, you being the best example of it working or not working, you mm-hmm. went through several phases, I guess, of, mm-hmm. of the calculations that
right.
you worked with?
Yes. So I work with a chemist. And yeah, so I told him about the specifications of the hair care products. I'd like for it to sort of fortify the hair, strengthen the hair. I'd like for it to be shiny. I knew I didn't want to use any silicones, formaldehydes, sulfates, ingredients that cause reproductive harm, because interestingly enough, there are a lot of ingredients that cause reproductive harm in our personal care products. So I know that I wanted it to be mindful of that and to be helpful. And so we went through several iterations of products and tweaking formulations until we got it exactly right.
And you got some help along the way. And that's where Global Entrepreneurship Week and the launch boxes, which have been launched across our Commonwealth of Pennsylvania through Penn State University, came into play. So tell me the connection to your friends at Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, so I love the folks at Lehigh Valley. They've been so wonderfully supportive of me and this entrepreneurial journey. Mike and Dr. Richardson at Lehigh Valley told me about Launchbox, and I applied and got in, and I was given two micro grants. So I used those grants to purchase things like bottles and jars and the things that, you know, the hard things that you need to make hair care products, the very real essentials. I also used some of the money. So a little bit further down the road, Harriet, there'd be a children's line, and I'll do things. So I used some of the money to create this animated series for children. And, you know, it was enough to do one episode right now. And it's about a little girl named Harriet and how she doesn't really like her hair very much. But at the end of the day, her hair is sort of magical and wonderful. And she helps other kids embrace their magic wonderfulness, too.
Is that also a reflection of your own childhood? A
little bit? Yeah, I would say it is.
And being born with your mother quite young, and you write even in some of your articles about how one of your first roles was being a Christmas tree for a half hour without moving, but that was despite the fact your own family couldn't afford one that Christmas. So you had a rough life.
No, I haven't had a rough life. I've had a fun life. I've had a life where I've learned to be resourceful, and that's put me in good stead as an adult. Certainly, working as an actor, certainly, you know, hucking and bucking as an entrepreneur. So, you know, I've had to be resourceful in my life. I've had to be creative in my life, and I would consider those things gifts. I've never felt like I've lacked anything in my life, and I'm always really good at somehow finding the thing that I need. Sometimes you just have to identify what it is you need. And once you can do that, sometimes that's the harder part. Once you can do that, then at least you have a clear path.
You mentioned hucking and bucking. I understand that might be we're getting a first here. Might be the premise for your next book. Perhaps a continuation of your storylines with Harriet, right?
Yeah, maybe.
In Orange is the New Black, you happen to be the hairdresser. Does that play into your entrepreneurial spirit in the acting role?
It was a total and complete freak accident. I was working on Harriet well before I got the role on Orange is the New Black. It's funny how the universe just, you know, lines up that way. It was a happy coincidence.
So you're here speaking with entrepreneurs, mainly student entrepreneurs. What message are you trying to put out there for folks to learn from, to lessons learned, I guess, based on what you've all experienced?
Just live your life. You know, don't live it for others, live it for yourself. I think that courage is a trait that is not as championed as it should be in our culture. I really admire people with courage. And, without courage, you can't really do much in life. And you can change the course of things. You can change the course of things for other people. And, sometimes you just needs one person to step up and say yes or say no and take action.
Is courage part of a descriptor you'd almost need in a word that includes entrepreneur?
Oh, absolutely.
Go a little deeper there. Why does someone need that trait specifically to go into to create something, to build on something?
Well, I think entrepreneurs at their core are just having an idea about something. There are lots of people who have lots of ideas and lots of pretty good ideas in the world. But there are far fewer people who actually take action on the idea, far fewer people who actually take action to see the idea realized and come to fruition and have it grow and be the big, full-bloom, living, breathing thing in the world. And along the way, you will have failures. Along the way, you will doubt yourself. Along the way, people will tell you you can't. Along the way, you know, I feel like the most successful people in the world, their failures have been breathtaking, right? And some people have had a succession of breathtaking failures, and I put failures in quotes. But somehow, you know, you get up that one last time, and that might be the time. Most people don't, and so that's the thing that I think separates, you know, they say the wheat from the chaff. Is really you have to the courage to keep going, and you know, to change course. There are many ways to do a thing, so you might have to spend some time finding that way, and it may take many iterations, but you just don't stop until you, you know, if you know something deep in your heart, you just don't stop.
Let me ask you this: in the academic world, there's schools of thought that say entrepreneurs, it's an innate kind of ability, and there's others that say it can be a learned behavior to be an entrepreneur. Do you have a feeling of one way or the other?
Well, I feel like you do have to start with a spark of something. Where that spark comes from, I don't know. But then I do think that it's up to you to cultivate, because a spark is just a spark. It doesn't become a full-fledged flame unless you have the discipline to keep that thing going. Unless, you know, discipline is, you know, started out as a dirty word in my mind, discipline. Yeah, I'm an artist, so I like to be free. You know, I've learned the hard way that you can be as free as you want to be, but you have to be quite disciplined in your freedom, you know, in cultivating your freedom. You have to be,
sure.
you do have to be disciplined to make a thing real. You do it whether you feel like doing it or not, just because the desire to see it through is so strong.
Young people listening to your message on a college campus like Penn State with a lunchbox in their corner, do they have an advantage, or should they, you know, take advantage of what's available?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I think, you know, with an institution like Penn State, the resources are vast, the community is vast, and boy, if you don't take advantage of this right here, right now, I don't know what to tell you. It's, you know, you've got the world at your fingertips, so I would, you know, certainly encourage them to band together and create fun, interesting, magical things that are going to change and help the world, you know, and people doing that every day. And again, though, you know, they're starting them, but you know, finishing is another story. And so start and finish, no matter what. If it's the thing that if it's the thing, then you must finish.
You mentioned banding together, and in another interview, you were saying that it's okay to get help from your friends if they have expertise. And I'm trying to find the item in your book I had written down here. Smarter, Not Harder, number 89. Maybe I'll have you read that, if you don't mind, that little, and then talk about how that relates to what you're doing today.
Oh, boy, does it ever. Smarter, not harder. I've realized it's actually better to have someone else do the things you don't do as well. I love it when I'm the person in the room who knows the least. It's inspiring, and there's just so much to learn. Same thing with my hair. Over time, I've developed a simple routine for myself based on this concept. One product can be 10 times more effective than 50 products. My hair teaches me that working smarter, not harder, is the preferred route to achieving my goals. So for the most part, since I concepted Harriet, I have been a solopreneur, doing everything from negotiating with distributors, to working on formulations with the chemists, to shipping the products, to dealing with the label maker, to getting the tops from the manufacturer. I mean, you know, you name it, I'm doing it. I'm answering emails. I'm doing more things than the law should allow. But it does come to a point where it's just really not efficient to run a business that way, not a business that, you know, at least you want to scale. And I realize that there are things that I do very well. There are things that I don't do well at all. And I know that there are people on the planet who do them far better than I could ever do them. And I love them. and I know who some of them are, and I'm looking for the others. And so that's an exciting prospect for me. I think it's one of the most important decisions an entrepreneur can make is the team. And you know, certainly I am talking to investors about money. But you know, I wouldn't want to take anyone's money until I have a team in place that is really the best that I could possibly get on the planet. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I am assembling those people, and I'm excited by that. I'm excited that I could talk to someone in technology, because at the end of the day, you know, and I know this may not make absolute sense, but I see Harriet as a technology company. I see it as a, I'm inspired by how technology can help tell a story. I'm inspired by how technology can deliver the product. Mm-hmm. I'm inspired by technology. I mean, I'm not really a tech person, but that is really, it's technology.
It's a means to getting that product out there today in mm-hmm. today's world. Hey, folks, if you're just joining us, I've been having this runaway interview with Tanya Wright, and we've got a few minutes left. This is Take Note on WPSU, and I'm Carolyn Donaldson. Again, my guest, Tanya Wright, two-time winner of the Screen Actors Guild Award, Best Acting Ensemble for her portrayal as Crystal Bursette in Orange is the New Black. She's appeared in CBS's Madame Secretary and starred for 7 seasons on HBO's True Blood. But we're talking about Harriet. And with our few remaining minutes left, you reach out to groups also when you embody and inspire young people. And I know you do a lot of community service through United Nations and your global ambassador work. Can you briefly touch on that?
Mm-hmm. So I am, the global, the Goodwill Ambassador.
Goodwill. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's an organization called Peacemakers. And it's an organization that helps children make short films on peace around the world. And they are actually having their breakfast as we speak right now in New York City in the United Nations. And I like to help children whenever I can, particularly creative children. And they need a special level of support mm-hmm. and love. And so,
were you given that spark of creativity early on so that you could pursue all that you've done? I mean, was there something or one person or?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had to find my way a bit. I left New York very early. I went to boarding school in Pennsylvania, and I went to Vassar, and then literally right after I went to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And lived there, and I found, you know, that those were my people in my tribe, you mm-hmm. know, creative people, and so it's been a journey. And
what's been your toughest role? Actor, writer, producer, entrepreneur? Is there one, because you are so multi-talented mm-hmm. and tasked, that stands out as your biggest accomplishment? What you're most proud of?
Yeah, I think Butterfly Rising, a movie I did, was probably my sort of, you know, for me at least, sort of greatest triumphant at least thus far, I'm still living on the planet.
Yes.
it's been, yeah, it's a movie I wrote and directed, produced and starred in. But, you know, I would say writing is very difficult. It demands a lot. But, you know, now this journey is very, you know, the journey of an entrepreneur is so sort of multidisciplinary that it is quite, you know, all pistons are definitely firing here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, right now I'd say, I mean, they're, you know, difficult. It's all exciting and it's all just stuff to learn. You don't know all the answers at first at all. And that may be frustrating and confusing and maybe even a little bit scary. But, you know, you find it.
I'd like to, with a few minutes left, have you read the last spiritual blessing that I think ties in a lot with what you're doing now. It's called Opportunity. Do you mind?
Oh, sure. So this is the final principle in I Found God in My Hair, Opportunity. I've learned to be inspired by everything, good and bad, and see it all as an opportunity to grow, to meet new people, to have another experience, to share, to receive, to change my mind, to love, to give, to be. My hair taught me that life is a treasure trove of endless opportunities. What will you do with yours today?
Wow. You're living that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Through your hair?
Yes, I have through my hair and other things. In my hair, et cetera.
Well, let's end with real quickly on how people can reach out to get Harriet.
Yes.
What are some of the ways to find your product?
Sure. So first thing I want to let people know is the spelling of the name. So Harriet is actually a play on hair, right? So it's H-A-I-R-I-E-T-T-E, Harriet, harriet.com. And we're also on Instagram and Twitter, Harriet, H-A-I-R-I-E-T-T-E, and Facebook, Harriet of Harlem. And you can find me, Tanya T.T. Wright, on Twitter.
And you're in some local stores in the New York metro area, New Jersey area. Mm-hmm. And your goal with the right investors will be to take it worldwide?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the product and all related media. So I see it as being a really fun constellation.
You have on your website, Harriet is also a person who cares about her health and hair, is a giver. She's kind, resourceful, creative, and strives to seek the best in others. Are you a Harriet? So you pose that question to your consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone who isn't a Harriet?
Oh, I don't know. We have to answer that for ourselves. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, on behalf of WPSU, we thank you so much for taking your time and kind of your inspiration to maybe spark some newer entrepreneurs out there. And thank you for joining us on Take Note. Tanya Wright is the founder of Harriet Hair Products. She's also an award-winning actress, most recently on the Netflix series Orange is the New Black. For Take Note, I'm Carolyn Donaldson, WPSU.